Yo, what the heck is going on, Kind of Funny Best Friends? Welcome in to the spare bedroom office here for your...
Oh, Greg Way for 11-22-23.
As you can take a look, the building is empty, but we got the main players right now. We got Barrett.
Main player.
We got Roger.
Main player.
We got Cool G.
Main player.
We got Tim over there. And we thought, you know what? Let's give you a little peek behind the scenes of what the office looks like on a nice quiet day. So, of course, we're going to go around the room really quick and just say what we're thankful for. Because it's Thanksgiving, and this is your last Greg Way before the big holiday. We'll be off on Thursday and Friday. Greg will be back on Monday, and he'll tell you all about what he had to eat. So, Roger, I'll put you on the spot. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for everyone here in this building, for always believing in me, always caring about me and my family, and, you know, you guys are just the best. So, thankful for you all.
Wow, Roger.
Except for you, Barrett. Nice. Fuck you, Barrett.
Barrett, what are you thankful for?
Thankful it's the last day of the work week.
Oh, wow.
Man loves the weekend, I'll tell you what. He's always living for the weekend.
Party.
Cool G, what you thankful for over there?
Man, the whole team, being on camera for the first time in a while. Boo, thank you for that. Thank you for the opportunity, Mike.
And he's also really good at soccer now, and we're about to play volleyball here, Roger. And, man, I'm going to set up Cool G for some nasty spikes.
Yeah, and I think you're excited about volleyball for the potential black eye or the broken finger.
Broken fingers, yeah. Responsible, Mike, is right.
Yeah.
Let's check in with the leader right now. Tim Geddes, the leader of the day. What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for you, Mike.
Oh, Tim!
I'm thankful that every day I walk in, I get greeted with Roger, making sure he says hello to me. I'm thankful that Barrett's always here, making sure everything's running fantastic. Such a problem solver, that Barrett Courtney. And we got Cool Gang over here, just trying to make life better. When he hears a problem, he's trying to solve it. I'm also so thankful for this stupid little face.
Look at that.
Look at that thing.
Look at him.
Look at this.
Whoa. How could you not be thankful for that?
Well, there's nothing in that brain.
Stare into that dog. Roger, let's take a walk with some people. Let's show them all around. Of course, that's what we're thankful for. We're thankful for all of you. Of course, if you're over here on Patreon supporting us, help keep the lights and mics on here at Kind of Funny, and especially in the spare bedroom, we're thankful for all of your support. And most importantly, we're thankful for you enjoying the content. It's been a fun year, Roger, as we finally start to shut the door on 2023. And we look forward into the next year and into the future. We're thankful for all of you. So thank you for enjoying the content. Don't forget, you can always tweet at me and Raj. You can DM us. You can tell us some of your content ideas. You can tell us some of the things that you like or you don't like.
Tell us some secrets. Tell us a secret. Tell us a secret I have over your head.
If you have a secret.
No.
Okay, if you have a secret and you're watching this on Patreon,
no.
DM us your secret.
No,
okay?
I want to hear the secret.
And then I'll DM you my secret.
No, I don't think you want to hear secrets. I'm burdened every day with Mike's secrets, and you don't want to hear them.
Man, Roger internally has to put up with my secrets, and you know it's slowly killing him inside.
Yeah, no, it's killing me and you, maybe, probably, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, this hair is killing me, you know
what
I mean?
We got to talk about the fucking hair really quick.
Because I received a phone call.
Yeah.
Old friend, Daryl Underwood, called me. She said, Mike, I saw you on stream today. What's up with that hair?
I'm glad she said that.
That's where I got the phone call because, you know.
I'm glad she said that because, man, you just look like a fuckboy. You know what I mean? Like, but not even a put-together fuckboy. You look like you just, like, time-traveled and just, like, you fucking Tom Hanks bigged it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's not the rules to Tom Hanks is big, but.
Big? I've never seen big.
That's where he gets big.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Like Ant-Man big?
No, he's a small child, and then he becomes an adult. And then he has sex with an adult woman, which is also weird. Because
where it's like, but he's a child inside of an adult.
He's like internally a child.
Oh, it's
fucked up.
You know, I get a lot of YouTube comments of like, Mike just became an adult out of nowhere.
Yeah,
like,
which is true. You know, has anyone told you you would be a good teacher?
Teacher.
You'd be a good gym teacher.
I'd love teaching gym. Yeah. I'd love teaching gym. Yeah. I don't know about the core classes I'd be a little worried about. You know what I mean?
But I mean also
history,
like,
mathematics.
Yeah. I thought you meant like the core is like your stomach core.
Doing...
And I was like, well, here's the thing. Like, all my gym teachers were out of shape.
Just showed up my gut.
You do a lot of push-ups.
All of your gym teachers are out of shape.
Oh, yeah, all of them. None of them. Mr. Headquakes was pretty much the most in shape out of all of them.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's tough, right? As a teacher, like, you're really, really putting in the work?
Yeah, no. Exactly. And I think that's why when he saw me, the fat little kid, just can't even do a mile in 13 minutes. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
He's just like...
He's like, let that kid be.
Yeah, because he's like, I can't do that.
Let that boy be.
Out of shape, but coordinated. That's what the gym teachers are.
That's Mike.
Out of shape,
that's
coordinated.
Mike. That's if that's the definition of Mike, then I've the perfect for me.
Do you think that Greg, on a side note, do you think that Greg has ever taken the people on a full tour of the studio?
I'm sure he
has. It's like, it's interesting because, like, we're in the box, right?
Yeah.
Like, spin with me. We're in the box. And it's like, how many people see the box?
Shit.
For what it is. You know what I mean? Like, this is the crown jewel, as I like to tell people whenever I show them the tour, of like, this is the piece. And we get to show them all around.
Show them the controllers.
Oh, so we got the controller. So, of course, here's the big wall of all the stuff. You know what I mean? Maybe you're a cool tech geek and you like all the computer and microphone stuff, but, or maybe you're like us and you're just like, well, there's no light here. You know what I mean? Yeah, you got to flash a light on. Roger just opens up a box.
Do we have enough controllers?
Well, we have an N64. We have a Wingstop controller up there in the top. We got an N64 controllers. I mean, these are controllers, bro.
Yeah.
What? They gotta be donated.
We gotta give them to children.
We'll
let a game system come back one day.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's right. And so, yeah, we're just taking a walk, looking around. It's just Mike and Roger and Cool G hanging out. And so, yeah, today's Gregway is about being thankful. And that's what I want to really hit on, is being thankful for where you're at in life. Maybe it's not where you want to be, but guess what? It's where you're at right now. And right now we can be thankful for where we're at, what we've done in the past, and where we want to go in the future. And it's always good to have a good game plan, a goal to set and try to strive for. And I've been very blessed to be brought onto this team, even though I'm untalented and undeserving. But I've been very blessed to be brought onto a team that is super talented, knowledgeable, driven, and inspires others like me to be better every single day. And so I'm so thankful for that. And I'm thankful for this opportunity to get to spend time with the people I love, like Roger here, Tim Geddes and the team. And I'm also thankful that I get an opportunity to grow, right? I might not be the most creative, the most talented, but I get an opportunity every single day to go out and try. And most days, we're gonna fail. But guess what? When you fail, you can fail forward. And I take one little baby step, and I take another baby step, and I continue to grow and get better to one day possibly being the next Coach Frank of a skate video game. What? Have I told you that's my new goal in life?
I want to be
the next Coach Frank in the next skate video game.
Okay, I don't know what that is. He's just the coach of the game?
He's like the tutorial guy.
So you just want to be the tutorial guy. We can make that happen.
Yeah, that's what I want. Let's walk a little bit.
Why are we walking?
But we got to get to the light. We're just two dudes not staring at the light, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's correct.
And so, yeah, that's what I'm thankful for. Let's talk about Thanksgiving. What are you going to eat? What are you going to have, Raj?
I'm having a steak.
Oh, I love steak.
Nah, I love steak. Yeah, but it's too fucking expensive. It's like fucking like $11 a pound. It's like, what the fuck are we doing here? Got some steaks, got some mashed potatoes, got some stuffing. I'm a big cranberry sauce, but in the can guy. You know what I mean? I get like...
Is there a difference between other cranberry sauce?
Well, I know people like make the fancy cranberry sauce. Oh, okay. And I'm like, fuck that shit.
Doesn't come out the can
all
the time.
I just want the canned shit. So I just get the canned shit with the ridges and stuff, cut that, slice that. So...
Oh, shit. Yeah, it's like the... It's
like
a cube. Yeah,
That's what I fuck with.
Oh, he fucks with that.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else fun I'm doing. I'm going to do mac and cheese. That's a bit.
Gotta have mac and cheese. I can't wait for Andy to eat mac and cheese.
Oh, that's going to be 2 weeks from now.
I'm so excited about that. I'm really excited.
Yeah. How about you? What are you going to eat?
Steak and white rice is what I'm eating.
Apparently, you go to Tahoe.
I'm going to go see Big Mike. Playing games with Roger for a week. Where you going, Mike? I don't know. Where you going? I don't know. Roger, don't worry about it.
Daryl calls him and he's like, of course I'll be in town.
You're in town. Duh. I gotta go see Dad, you know? So yeah, me and Big Mike will eat steak and rice. So here's, oh my God, you want to talk about some fun stories. You know what, Patreon? You're gonna get a good one right now. Here's a couple fun stories. If you've been watching all 9 minutes of this, I'm gonna give you a couple of fun ones. So, of course, as many of you know, I come from the service industry, particularly in food and beverage, right? So holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, I usually worked. Yeah. So I've never actually had a Thanksgiving where it's like, oh, we're all gathered around the table hanging out since I was like a young teenager, because my whole adult life, I've been working those days, right? And so now, one winter when I was dating Daryl, funny enough, back in the day, Big Mike came and lived with us for a whole winter. And Big Mike on Thanksgiving went out of his way to go buy a bunch of food and make sure that we could have a nice Thanksgiving since we were working.
Aww.
What happened? Big Mike forgot the house key, had nowhere to leave it. And so what did he do? He gave it to someone less fortunate who didn't have any food, gave all of our Thanksgiving meal away. And that night, we ate frozen chicken tenders because of Big Mike. It was a beautiful story, but Big Mike bought us all this Thanksgiving didn't have anywhere to put it. Because he was locked out of the house.
That's horrible. That's nice for that person. That's
yeah,
beautiful.
It was very nice. It was nice of Big Mike. And so, yeah, I've never had, like, the traditional Thanksgiving as a young adult, right? And so I wonder when that day will be. But until then, I like steak and rice.
See,
I like
so
being a little non-traditional. Maybe get a pizza.
I'm the opposite, where I've only had Thanksgiving. I mean, young, right? So, like, yeah. I had Thanksgiving with my family. We did Friendsgiving last year. And this is the first one where it's like, oh, it's just you and me.
Yeah.
Leanne's and me, right? So we're just like, okay, like, it's a weird one. It's a little sad for me. So it's like, I do like sitting around the table with people and, you know, breaking bread. That's to me my favorite holiday.
You know what's a cool one, though?
No.
You're going to get to create your own tradition this year.
That's true.
You'll get to build out your own fun
take
story.
Take so many edibles and just fucking zone out,
bro. Roger.
I would never.
You would never.
I would never.
Greg Miller, if you're watching this, we're good boys over here. Don't worry.
Oh, my God. Why don't you tell him how fucking much weed you've been smoking, huh?
Not a lot.
Just thinking about him getting scared.
That's just a major problem. Is me thinking about Greg Miller on a Tuesday night is the worst feeling in the world.
While you're stoned out of your mind.
He's thinking about me, and he's like, man, that Mike Coward. And I'm like, no, Greg. I'm trying my best.
Greg, I'm not high right now. I'm so sober.
Kind of funny, best friends. This has been your Greg Way for a lovely
fucking Wednesday.
November
22nd?
On the Greg Way. Thank you all so much for tuning in and hanging out with me and Roger and the whole team. It's a quiet day here, but it's a fun day. As you can see, we're preparing for XCast. We're making some memories together. And I want to thank each and every one of you. Because we are thankful for you.
Yes.
You are the ones that keep this all happening. You are the ones that keep us afloat and allowed to make some fun content. We hope that we can continue to be a small part of your life, making some fun, dumb content, make you laugh, make you smile, maybe make you think. And most importantly, what, Roger? Talk about video games with your friends.
Yep.
So go play some video games this week, whether you're punching the clock 9 to 5 or if you're off for school or work, go have a fun time, make some time for video games. Let me and Roger know what you want to see.
Tell us your secret.
Tell us your secret. Goodbye.